This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnon. He's with me again.
Finally.
He's one of the employee owners at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. He was... enjoying some nice California weather, right?
Well, it was cold and rainy.
Oh, no.
But we went to Disneyland, among other places. Okay. So how bad can it be?
Happiest place.
Happiest place on earth. It certainly is.
That's awesome. So we're happy to have Dennis back. Feel free to get online here. It's cold and rainy as well, as usual in Connecticut. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. It's the number, the only number that we'll accept here at the station. You can also call us from anywhere on the planet, right? So if you have a cell phone, generally that number is going to be not going to cost you anything, right? You don't need toll-free numbers anymore. You can just use your cell phone and get a hold of us from wherever you are, 860-522-9842. And we will do our best, our darndest, our very most efforted way to solve your problems.
That's right.
If we can. So get online and we'll do our best to do that for you. So as usual and customary, Dennis, we have technology news. Did you want to bring up something that might have happened last week?
Well, yeah. FAA's NOTAM system.
Yes.
Went down.
Yeah,
and,
it did.
And we weren't at first sure what was going on.
Right, or could have been a cyber attack. Could
yeah,
have been
and
anything.
Also, how long was it going to take for them to restore it? Because they weren't even sure what was wrong.
Right.
But they did get it back up and running, and... planes flew.
First time the entire air system was shut down since 9/11.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing.
And I'm happy that I just about missed it because I got home right before it happened.
Very nice.
So, that was nice.
Yeah. Mayor Pete, our Secretary of Transportation, I mean, he had trouble filling potholes in Iowa. I mean,
Iowa?
Wherever he was.
Indiana,
whatever it was.
Yeah. Indiana? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is Indiana. So he had issues with people complaining about potholes in Indiana. I'm not sure he's the best guy for transportation, but he's got a list of issues that he's got to fix.
Let's be honest. This is a very old system.
Okay.
So we can't really this on him.
Well, if you come in.
You can pin it on just government.
Ineptitude,
lethargy, or however you want to call it,
right?
The general inertia of the agency.
Inertia. I guess I'm not sure I'd use that term.
Well,
so what happened, Dennis? What are they saying is happening?
Like
it wasn't a cyber attack.
It was not a cyber attack. No. It was not a hardware breakdown.
Right.
It was a corrupted database file.
Right, and so it was human error that we
and
understand.
It was human error because it looks like somebody did a bad file copy or they copied and pasted and did it wrong.
Right,
right,
and they're in the midst of some level of upgrade.
Right, and the article that I'm going to share kind of discusses some of the functional problems with this, not just technical. I mean, it's old technology that's being used.
Of course it is.
But functionally, it's a very limited system and it has a lot of complexity.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it not easy to use. For instance, it just generates strings of text.
Yeah.
And those strings of text often contain abbreviations for things.
Yep.
And if you aren't familiar with the abbreviation that gets streamed at you, whatever it might be, then you're going to have to wonder what the heck it's telling you.
As a pilot,
as an air traffic controller, as a ground technician, it covers a lot of different conditions that get reported.
Mm.
And a lot of different people have to read this data.
Right.
And they don't always know what all of these abbreviations or shortcuts are. And what they really need is something that's a lot more explicit.
Right. Don't take off, crazy. You got a plane coming in overhead, right?
Right. Or just maybe like have a color-coded block, like red, meaning stop doing something.
Yeah.
What a mixture of text and different other kinds of visual cues would help. But what they have is just
archaic.
Right. And even on a functional level, it doesn't always do what it's supposed to. So it's kind of a mess.
It was a little scary. There was that thought of cyber attack. I mean, it was either government ineptitude or a cyber attack. Thankfully, it was government ineptitude.
one time you're actually grateful for that.
Exactly. You're like, oh, okay. I literally went to the guy, if you remember the movie Airplane, and he's sitting there with the plug pulled.
Oh, right.
Remember? I mean, that's the first thing that crossed my mind. So, all right. Good news on that. You know, hopefully they'll fix it and we won't be in the air actually, if you were in the air, I guess it was okay. It was a ground stoppage.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
What else you got going, Dennis?
Oh, okay. It looks like the Department of the Interior had an IT audit.
Oh, really?
And they were looking at passwords.
Okay. So
now the audit used a reverse hash on people's passwords to determine what the original password might have been.
Yeah.
So it's not 100% accurate, but
right, they could guess what they were using is what you're saying, using that reverse hash.
The auditors were able to crack, I'm reading this, 18,174 or 21% of these accounts.
Wow.
Just by using simple known combinations of password. And what's really interesting is the different passwords that they found.
Yeah.
Like password 123 $.
Of course.
There was password dash 1234. And then, interestingly enough, we have things like change it 123 and change it now. And you know exactly what happened. Somebody is confronted with having to change their password, and they're trying to come up with something that fulfills the requirements, and they don't know whatever they were trying didn't work.
Right.
So what do? They just typed, literally, change it now or change this or something like that.
Right. It's crazy. It's crazy. Now, think about it, though.
It blows me away.
So, Dennis, they're talking about passwords. I mean, passwords are important, but they're kind of arcane, right? It's kind of like having an audit about something that really we should not just be doing. We should be using a second factor of authentication.
We should be using a second factor of authentication, but even the passwords that we use should be secure.
Right.
And for that, what you should be relying on is a passphrase.
And they could force that at the government by forcing a password that is 25 characters long.
Right.
Right. You couldn't use password 123 $ because you have to come up with something
a
little longer.
It would have to be a lot longer than that. Right.
So you could, have a sentence, these darn geeks are driving me crazy, exclamation point, I can't believe I got to change my password again. There's your phrase.
phrase. Along the lines of change it.
Yeah. So you can use that crazy along the lines of change it. But the problem is the geeks that are inside, the administrators of these systems are not forcing that to happen. So you have an auditor come in and say, yeah, you ding-dongs are using stupid passwords. But the auditor really should say, you need to have a setting
long
that's 25
password.
Characters long, and you need to have second factor authentication
right. So
that if somebody cracks your password 123, they still can't, they have to get to your phone too or some sort of app to protect you. So I'm not sure how many millions we spent on that. I was talking to a client yesterday who has auditors doing some checking on their systems, And we were talking about, you know, look, some of the people within the four walls of the company were still running as admins, which is a no-no.
Oh, seriously?
Right. So I told my client, I'm like, I'm hoping the auditors tell you that this is a bad idea. Otherwise, what are they auditing, right? You can't, you know, if you don't notice that you've got administrators that are regular folks in there with that kind of godlike power on the system, you don't realize what kind of threat you're under. Because if those people get compromised, when somebody fishes them for their password, then the bad guys have an admin level account to mess with.
Right.
Same thing on 365. If they have their own accounts being used as admins and they get fished for those passwords, now the bad guy has access to your entire Microsoft tenant and is reading all your emails to figure out, forwarding all your emails to him or her. Even the bad guys could be hers too. They are then figuring out what type of deals you have going on or where you want money wired or what's going on, so they can get in between your customer and you.
Right.
So deprecating users to be not admin level is a standard you should be doing. And these auditors should be saying that. So I'm really curious
absolutely.
If that's going to be said. Now, of course, I said it to my client. I said, here's the thing. If they don't say it to you, you got to ask yourself, what kind of auditor are they?
Uh-huh.
Right? If they're the ones supposed to be looking at this stuff and they're not, and I'm just simply asking you in a conference room, you know, what kind of value are these auditors? Some of these auditors are more accountants than technology people. So
true. And one of the problems that you face is that there are people that need to get information. They need to be able to install things.
Right.
And they do need admin rights sometimes. But the solution is to have two accounts.
Right.
One that they normally work with all day.
Right.
And then another one special that they have to authenticate with
right.
to do whatever special function they need. But very often you find people resist that.
Well,
on a business level,
until they're
because
encrypted.
They don't want it. Well, right. And then suddenly they're okay with it.
Yeah. You know about that idea you suggested? Yeah, well, it's too late now. The horse is out of the barn. So what else do you want to bring up, Dennis? We have maybe a minute or two.
Oh, let's see. NASA.
Yeah, NASA. What are they doing? They're catching up to SpaceX?
Well, maybe. I don't know. It turns out that they overspent on software because they were afraid of the chance that there would be an audit of what the software they were using. So they ended up paying Oracle, which is a famous database service company, also the makers of Java.
Yep.
They paid them $15 million for licenses they were not actually using.
Sounds about right.
In order to avoid the problem of having to deal with an audit.
Well, you can still get audited.
Right.
But so I'm not even sure what they solved there. They just bought more than they
would
needed.
They would be able to go up to Oracle and say, here, well, we've already paid you, you know, $15 million for what, 20,000 licenses for X, whatever
and
the
we
software
We only have 10,000 people, so.
So you know that we've covered you.
All right.
And then, you know, Oracle is happy and they go away and your audit is over. But yeah, it's just kind of silly. And people have to have ways of tracking the software licensing that they're using. Mm-hmm. What have you got? Where is it?
Right.
How many seats? And these are things that can be done.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have software licensing, ongoing reporting for things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Why not spend the $15 million on that, and then you have a clean house? You don't need to worry about any audits ever for anything because you always know exactly what you've got.
Well, that sounds like a utopia there, Dennis.
Well,
I don't know. I'm not sure government would think of that. We've got three lines open for you. NASA's spending all your money. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. We are back. Carolyn is at the helm. I have no idea what music she's picking this morning. But here we are with this music. Three lines open for you guys on this Saturday morning. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we got a new phone system in here at WTIC. Very, very exciting.
Hooray.
So it's all very high techs here. I'm going to push the button once and try to get to Jeff in Glastonbury and see how that goes. You there, Jeff?
I'm here. How are you?
Hey, it worked. Very good. Good. What can we do for you, sir?
Oh, you guys have a great show.
Thanks.
I got rid of cable this week and went with Go NetSpeed.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and they're wonderful. They installed the modem and router in my basement, and I want to run Cat 6 to a second floor office,
right,
and be able to have two computers search the internet at the same time. So what do I need? Do I need a Ethernet switch? A splitter? What do I do?
Well, all you need to do is run that Cat 6 cable from their modem. It's like a white box on the wall, right, where the fiber comes in.
Right.
And from that modem has one line out, run and take their take the router they gave you, disconnect it from the cable, bring it up to wherever you want it, and run the Cat 6 cable to that.
Okay.
And now you'll be able to connect. I assume the router they give you is wireless and hardwired?
It's wireless with one port on the back.
Okay, that's fine. The one port would allow you to add a switch to add more ports, but if your systems are wireless up in your study there in your office, then you're good either way.
And how would I be able to run a wire to two computers?
Well, you'd buy a switch.
Yeah, you'd have to have a switch.
Oh, okay.
And a switch is like a multi-port device that routes traffic, and so you plug that into the one port, the LAN port, on your router, and now you can plug as many systems as you want, and so you're going to run more wire.
Okay, so the switch goes after the router, not before it.
Right. Think of your router as your deadbolt in your house, and then after the router is your network, which is a switch.
Okay, very good.
One caveat, when you go shopping for a switch, make sure it says that it's gigabit.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't get
fast Ethernet.
I was going to say, you're going to see the words fast Ethernet, and you're going to think it's fast, but fast Ethernet is not as fast as gigabit.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
It used to be fast.
Yeah, it was, but not anymore.
Not anymore.
Okay. And Cat 6 is sufficient?
Yes.
More than sufficient.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
Actually, Cat 5e will work.
Okay.
Inside a house, generally.
What kind of bandwidth did you end up buying?
750.
Wow. You're going to be very happy. Again, you know my comments on bandwidth, right? I mean, for two people, you could have gotten away with the 150.
Mm-hmm.
But you've basically got a humongous pathway. I mean, you could launch the space shuttle on that connection.
That's what I want to do.
Then you're going to do it.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for your help, guys.
You got it, Jeff.
Okay.
Bye bye. All right. Now I got to figure out how to drop the call, which should be. Oh, he hung up. That's even easier. makes it easier for me to touch anything. So feel free to get online. Four lines wide open on a Saturday morning, 860-522-9842. Speaking of bandwidth, so I got an email from a listener who was not able to call during the show, and she asked us on our gethelp@tabinc.com mailbox about bandwidth. And she was being sold by the cable company, right? A ridiculous amount of bandwidth. It's just her, right? And she's already got a luxury car payment that she's paying for as far as her cable service. And it's just her by herself, and they're trying to sell her gig speed, 1,000 megabits of bandwidth for just one person in the house. And she asked me, Eric, what do I need? And what she needs is just 150 megabits, the lowest speed the cable company would offer her if she doesn't have an alternative like GoNetSpeed in the area. And this is really important when it comes to bandwidth, guys. I mean, the last caller, look, again, I love GoNetSpeed. Don't get me wrong. If you want to buy 750, go ahead. But you're really not going to use it. Even though you think you are, you're not. You can only move as much data as you have to move, right? So if you happen to buy an 18-wheeler and you're only putting one refrigerator in there, in the back of the trailer, you didn't need an 18-wheeler, right? Why would you pay for an 18-wheeler, right? You're only moving a refrigerator. So I can't think of any more. I've always tried to think of analogies for folks to understand that it's not the bandwidth, man. It really isn't. These days, most services will work beautifully with just a couple hundred megabits of bandwidth.
And just to give somebody an idea of what's involved, a high def stream, high def, not 4K, but high def from Netflix requires about 4 megabits.
Okay.
That's four.
Right.
All right. So if you even have 50 megabit service, which most people don't even have anymore because the minimum is higher than that.
Right.
You're going to have no problem.
Right. And then they talk about how many devices are in your house there, sir. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't. And then 4K.
Rarely it matters.
4K is about double that. So 8 to 9 megabits down for 4K.
Right.
I mean, that's the amount that you're talking about. And that's what most people in homes are going to be downloading.
And you've eliminated any latency because you've gotten fiber. You've got light now going back and forth at the same synchronous speeds.
Yeah.
So don't overspend on your bandwidth. I mean, do whatever you want. It's your money, right? Who am I to say? Go do what you want. But the point is, you don't need it because just because you have 750, you literally won't know the difference. That's the key. Why have that bandwidth if you don't need it? And the companies know you're paying for something you don't need. That's why they're having to sell it.
They know they're robbing you blind.
Yeah, robbing is a strong word.
Wow.
But it is definitely when it comes to cable companies, maybe that's the case. So we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. We are live, both Dennis and I. We're also here on the Facebook. I'm going to post a question out there as well. But four lines wide open on the new.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shiny new phone system here at 1080. 860-522-WTIC is the number. Get online and we'll do our best to help you out. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. Still three lines open for you guys, so feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And usually it's easier to do during the 9 o'clock hour than the 10 o'clock hour. Somehow at 10:30, you all wake up and realize, oh my gosh, I got to ask a question. So we're here for you starting at 9. We roll out of bed and have our coffee, and here we are. It's not quite Brian Shackman hours, but it's still early. So feel free to get online, 860-522-9842, and we'll do our best to help you out. So let's get right to your calls. We're going to go to Stan in hard-hitting New Britain. What's going on, Stan?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Good. How are you?
Very good, thank you. I have a couple questions about phone service. I currently have, which I'm on right now, is which I believe is a landline, okay?
What you believe.
Well, here comes the second question on that. The phone goes into a modem, okay, which the modem has a cable line going to it.
Right.
How is that considered a landline?
Great question. So what you actually are on is called emulated POTS. Emulated plain old telephone. A landline, just so you know, in telephone terms, is considered a POTS line, plain old telephone. Okay?
Okay.
And what the cable company is doing there is they're taking that cable line and they're emulating a POTS line. It's not voice over IP, per se. It's emulating a POTS line, from what I understand. Yeah. And so it is, you can kind of consider it a landline, but it's expensive, right? I mean, it's probably like 40 bucks a month.
It is.
You don't need to spend that kind of money on telephone.
Precisely. And my next question on that would be, now I've heard UMA being mentioned many times over over the program history. Now, once you buy the UMA, that is basically free after that, correct? As long as you have an internet service, correct?
Right. So what you're doing with UMA is you're going to convert to voice over IP. You're going to convert to an internet-based dial tone. UMA's going to steal the number from your cable provider, and they're going to port it over to their service. And if you use the service that I think is still around, I'm pretty sure it's still around, you're going to pay nothing but the FCC charges and the War of 1812 tax on your phone line from UMA. And, you know, it works. Now, the other thought is, Dan, we here in Connecticut, we're the one of the states that just refuses to get rid of these old phone line numbers, these old landline numbers, and just use our cell phones, which I assume you have a cell phone, right?
Yes.
So you could also just punt the idea of a phone line in your home and use your cell phone because you probably have it on you most of the time. Whereas in the old days, we had the phone hanging there on the wall and the cord, and I had to walk out with the cord and talk to my girlfriend, who happened to be my wife. Now, I sit there with a 15-yard line to make conversations. You don't need this stuff anymore, guys. You have a cell phone.
Well, you know, with all that said, the reason why I still have a landline is for two reasons. One reason is in the event, you know, something would happen and you would hang up, you know, you would pass out, for instance, they know where you are, to my understanding, with a landline. But if you were to go to voice over IP and something would happen, they wouldn't know where that call is coming from. Is that true or false?
It's false.
It's false.
So your cell phone has just as good of caller ID location tracking, even better. Then, if you make a phone call and you pass out, they know that, which is kind of an odd combination of what might happen.
And voice over IP has something called E911 service,
right?
Which will tell the emergency operator where you are, right. And that is done by signing up. What you do is you say, "All right, my phone number is whatever. My physical address for this phone is wherever your address is." And that is what gets reported to emergency services.
But ironically, that would be necessary in your UMA idea.
Right.
Okay.
So if you're worried about not being found.
Oh, with UMA, you will be found.
But you still have to fill that out.
Well, you still have to fill out the form, make sure they know what your address is.
Right.
Yeah.
Versus your cell phone, it knows where you are, wherever you are.
Right.
From the GPS.
The GPS right. is in
GPS,
general.
It'll also triangulate your location from the cell towers.
Yeah. Yeah. So you don't have to necessarily worry about what you just talked about. If that's the only thing you're worrying about, you don't have to worry about that.
It isn't a worry.
No.
Okay. Well, you know, the reason why I have, you know, I still have a landline is because, you know, here in New Britain, you know, my house is a little over 100 years old, so I have plaster walls and there's steel with steel mesh in there and stuff. So it's kind of like a Faraday cage.
Yep.
So when I'm talking to someone on a cell phone, I have a lot of like interruptions where it fades out and fades in.
We got a fix for that.
I'm sorry?
I have a fix for that if you want to hear it.
Sure, absolutely.
Most cell services and cell phones allow you to do voice over internet, right? Over your Wi-Fi. So you need to have a phone that's technically smart enough to say, okay, I'm connected to Stan's Wi-Fi. I'll make the phone call over the Wi-Fi rather than the crappy cell service I'm trying to connect to because I'm in a Faraday cage. You don't need the cell service to do it. You can connect over the Wi-Fi in your home that you're paying for already.
Oh, interesting.
Most phones now that are in the last 4 or 5 years,
right.
They have a built-in setting, and it's usually called something like Wi-Fi calling.
Right. Turn that on.
And turn that on. Yeah.
And your problems are solved.
That should solve your problem.
Okay, very good. With that said about the phone and cell phone, you know, how does that really work as far as a cell phone connecting to so to speak landline, you know, like I have, you know, going to a modem. You know, I know cell phones go from tower to tower, but if you have something that has a cable attached to it, you know, you're having service from a cable. How does a cell phone tower talk to that?
It's all part of the network. So we're all addresses on the network. So your phone number, consider it like an IP address. And the network knows where Dennis is right now. His number is now. And wherever he happens to be on the planet, the network says, okay, Dennis is here. And I'm going to route Dennis's traffic to that IP address, which is his phone number, and he'll answer the call. And it's basically the network configuration. Now, can that get screwed up? Yep, it sure can.
Oh, yeah.
It happens where people, you're not connected properly. And that can happen with landlines. It can happen with anything. When you port a number over from one network to another, let's say you're leaving Comcast and going to AT&T, they have to reprogram how the traffic gets sent. And it's called porting. And they're going to say, okay, Dennis is going from here's where I know him over to here on the AT&T network. But now he's going to be on the Comcast network. So I got to tell my network how to get that number over there. So it's all part of programming and networking. It's all done behind the scenes. And that's how the system works generally.
Does that in any way kind of slow down a system or have service, inaccuracies?
Not really.
No, it's okay. So
you can have inaccuracies, like your caller ID might say instead of Stan from New Britain, it might say Betty's nail salon, and okay. That's just another networking issue for the caller ID network.
Okay. Very, very interesting. And I did get a brand new cell phone, and one of the questions that I wanted to ask about the cell phone is, do you recommend having like a Norton security system on that? Because one of the things I'm afraid of is, you know, when you need a cell phone, you know, it might be you have updates and all kinds of things coming up. But what protects a cell phone from any kind of viruses and things of that nature?
Well, what protects a cell phone from viruses and anything of that nature is you.
Yeah.
Don't load junk
More than
apps.
Anything else, yeah. It's you.
I can't tell my kids enough, and they're not going to listen until their bank account's drained, so it is what it is. But the apps you load on your system, if they are, let's say you load some stupid filter app that makes your face look like a cat for whatever, right?
Yeah.
That's what these kids are doing, right? And why would some guy make an app like that? Well, maybe he'll make 50 cents a download. Who knows? But a lot of reasons is they are malicious, and that stupid cat filter app is sitting there waiting for you to use your banking app,
right?
And so the cat face, now the cat app is sitting there and in the background innocuously, and hey, you're not using me. But in some cases, the maliciously is capturing whatever you type in for your password for your banking app. So you can have an antivirus program, but that's not what the problem is. The problem is these stores, the Apple Store and the Google Play Store, need to do a better job policing these apps and removing them when they're malicious. Mm-hmm. And you as users got to stop loading every stupid app on the planet on your phone. Like you get some leveling app, right? You know, I'm not very handy, as you guys know. I'm trying to put up a picture in a someplace where I don't have a level. You literally can use your phone as a level, right? Because it can be done. So I'm finding leveling apps. I put it on there for just a second, use it, and then get it off my phone.
Wow.
You can't trust the apps you're using and assuming they're all not going to
do some damage to you. You just assume they are.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm at the age where, you know, all those things are, you know, cutesy for younger people. I have no desire to do that. I just want to have like Uber and, you know, and just the stuff that you really may need, you know, if you're ever stuck down the road or something, you know. So
right.
So basically, if you keep to those main things without any kind of game type of apps, you
right.
should be okay.
Generally, that's true. And yeah, what did you pick, an Apple or an Android?
Well, I have an Android.
Okay, so they're going to always update the iOS as well to get current and better security. So, and you know, the Android operating system is constantly trying to better itself, just like Apple's do.
Okay.
Yeah, and Android has a gatekeeping function too for apps, and you know, if an app is on the phone and it gets flagged by Google or your carrier, that app will be blocked and eventually uninstalled.
All right.
And that's exclusive to Android?
Both companies
are trying
to do that.
They both do that. I'm just saying that there is this service that's kind of built into it.
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding. Okay, excellent. Excellent.
Right. So,
okay, fantastic. And my very last question.
Stan, we got to go. I'm getting yelled at by Carolyn.
Okay, great. Thank you.
It's hard to make her angry.
I have 6 months of questions, and you answered all of them. Very good. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Our pleasure, Stan.
Yeah. Have a good day. Take
you too.
Care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back. Now you're talking. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Get online. Wake up. Come on. Carolyn's working here to get you a little moving this morning. Four lines wide open, 860-522-9842, or WTIC is the number. And we'll do our best to help you out. We are broadcasting over on Zuckerberg's Facebooks, and you know, whether or not he allows our broadcast to happen, because for some reason that little bump there, Zuckerberg's going to be like, oh, boy, we can't share that. Oh, no, that'd be crazy talk. So he actually throttles our feed. So the only way to organically grow is for you guys to check us out and tell Zuckerberg to pound sand. So we have four lines open. While we're waiting for your calls, there was an article that Dennis and I wanted to bring up that was happening with Experian, right, Dennis? And more Experian talk. They've been constantly a problem.
Yeah, Experian is, how can I put it? It's just a security sieve.
Yes.
I mean, every time you try to put something in there, it just falls through.
Yeah.
Our favorite security blogger, Brian Krebs.
Well worth reading.
Oh, you should. This guy should be daily reading for you. Okay.
Yep.
Seriously. He, you know, he's written another article about how identity thieves are going beyond Experian's normal security procedures to view your credit reports.
Nice.
They use different workarounds to get around the fact that they have to know certain things about you in order to get your credit report.
Right.
And, you know, there's holes in that procedure. A lot of them.
Yeah.
And they're taking advantage of all of them. I don't know. For a company that's supposed to safeguard your personal data.
And allow and say, yes, this guy's credit worthy, give him a loan of $100,000. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Right, and this is serious business that's hanging on this.
Right.
You know, a lot of money is riding on it. And there, every few months, there's something else that Experian is doing to reveal your data.
Right.
It just happens repeatedly.
And the penalties they're putting on some of this stuff is still not strong enough. And I would contend the penalty should be if somebody opens up an account on your name, the credit rating agency that allowed that to happen should be penalized in that amount of money. Right. So if they allowed for a $100,000 account that's an identity theft and somebody else is buying a boat now in my name, Experian should be the ones who actually get hit with a $100,000 fine for allowing that to happen because you're not doing your job. And frankly, right. I didn't even put you in charge of doing the job. Who made you traffic cop of my credit report?
That's true.
Right?
None of us had a vote.
None.
In who is handling our credit reports.
Right. Just these companies said, I'll do it.
They just set themselves up, and then the banks talk to them, and then away they go.
Right. And you and I are on the hook if something happens, and we have to fight to explain that wasn't me. I don't live in Uzbekistan. I don't have.
No.
I don't. You know, let's go on to I do rank on Uzbekistan too much. Let's go to Mike in Southwind. I'm sure it's a lovely place. Hello, Mike. What can we do for you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, I know this isn't cell phone talk with Tab, but I have a cell phone question I'm hoping
it's
you
technology.
Can answer.
We'll try.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm looking at my cell phone bill and just trying to think of ways to reduce it. And one of the line items on the bill is like $30 a month for mobile hotspot. And I guess my basic question is, I don't use my cell phone as a hotspot, you know, using other devices. But I'm just wondering, does a cell phone act as its own hotspot?
Yes, they all can. Well, modern ones, yes.
And the funny thing is, they sold you a plan. They sold you an all-in plan of, hey, Mike, we're going to give you this great plan, and you can do this, this, and this. How much is your cell phone bill?
I have two phones on it. It's like $130 a month, somewhere around there.
Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah.
So there's alternatives out there. You can check out companies like Google Fi. I recommend them a lot. They've done a great job by me and my family. My monthly cell phone bill was like $20-25 a month, and I'm a geek.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
Yeah. So you can just stop that data usage. So the idea is they're going to try to give you an unlimited plan of some kind, and you're going to pay as much as you're paying. And the alternative is to say, well, I don't use hotspots on my phone. I don't stream movies while I'm driving. I don't need all this bandwidth. So you can approach it that way. There's tons of other cell services out there, like Consumer Cellular. You know, the guy that's the Green Lantern has his cell phone service. I think it's Mint. And he's trying to sell his service.
Oh, yeah.
I looked into him, but it's out there. There's also all sorts of alternatives that'll lower your cell bill.
Because, you know, I know it's really a question for the provider whether or not I can eliminate that line item from the bill. But like you said, they're going to want to try to sell me something else.
They might.
Which may not really save me any money. So
you should be able to get, like, there's unlimited plans out there. If you want to still do unlimited, you know, Google Fi has a $40 a month unlimited plan. You can use your cell phone as a hotspot, too. So it would roughly halve your cost if your phone is smart enough to use Google Fi.
Yeah, okay.
And it's using the same networks,
guys. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right. Hey, have a good day.
Yep. Good luck. All right. So he's going to try to save a few bucks. Let's see if we can get Sherry's question in. Hey, Sherry.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was listening to your show about the phone having a landline and why you need a landline.
Why you don't need one.
I do, actually. I have a cell phone.
Yeah.
And I have a landline because in my house, I have a lot of drop calls.
Right.
And even though I have Wi-Fi calling activated on my phone, mm-hmm. I still get dropped calls.
Fair enough.
And is there a reason why that would be that the Wi-Fi doesn't pick them up?
Yeah, because your Wi-Fi is not working real well.
Right.
It's you. It's your problem, Sherry.
Exactly. So, I knew it would come down to that.
Yeah, so you can keep paying for that landline or upgrade your Wi-Fi router system, right? So how old's your router in there?
Oh, goodness.
Right.
It's Comcast, so it's old.
Oh, okay. So you could punt their router, put in your own.
Mm-hmm.
New, nice, shiny new router. It'll probably broadcast much better wirelessly for you. And you then, if it works well, then you could cancel that line.
Okay.
Otherwise, you're just going to pay a lot of money because the problem's yours. It's fixable.
I knew it was that. Would you recommend any type of a router?
Yeah. I like Linksys still. You know, they do a good job. They're owned by Cisco.
Yeah, the Linksys, well, actually, they're not owned by Cisco anymore.
They're not?
Sold to... Belkin, but it's the same manufacturing lineup, so you're getting the same kinds of stuff. The other one to think about is TP-Link Archer series.
Mm-hmm.
They get some good marks.
Right.
TP-Link Archer, okay. And this one is, I think it's all in one, my router and wireless.
Right. But you're in West Hartford, right, Sherry?
Yeah.
Do you have Go Netspeed down the line yet?
I do.
Oh, my gosh. What are you doing?
Oh.
They're going to get it from them. They'll set you up.
I know. And I have sort of looked into it, but then it's disconnecting and then looking for, you know, YouTube streaming. And
oh, it's funny.
It seems a lot.
It's almost like the cable company sees that you're looking and they keep dropping you. I would highly recommend you go to your neighbor's house and find out and get GoNetSpeed over there. You'll save a ton of money. And they'll give you the router.
They'll give you the new router.
For free.
Yep. Oh, they will?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I think you've convinced me. Okay.
Go do it, Sherry.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, guys. Get with the program. Upgrade. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. We'll be right back.
flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.